we talk about a lot of things on this podcast that you could like change or control if you wanted to. Not sure family is one of them.
Well, they do say, don't they?
You don't choose your family.
Choose your friends.
Not your family. I'm an only child, so it's just me, my mum, my dad in my home. And then I have 4 cousins on my mum's side and 2 cousins on my dad's side, but they are older because, as everyone knows, my dad is 105. So they've got 2 kids each. So I kind of grew up more alongside them than my actual cousins because they were obviously a lot older than me. I've got 1 biological grandparent still alive. Come on, Glenda! Hold it in!
I'm assuming that's your mum's mum.
My mum's mum, yeah. But she's got a boyfriend called Dave, who I love and have never known.
Oh, Dave!
Love Dave. Have never known different to Dave. I never met my mum's dad, my granddad on that side, nor my dad's dad, actually. I think he died in the war, don't really know. But loved my dad's mum, but she is RIP no longer with us.
So Oh, it's very complicated. My parents aren't together. I have a full sister from my mom and my dad, but my parents separated when I was 7 or 8, don't know which one. I was young.
It was a blurry time.
It was. Don't remember. I've trauma blocked a lot of that. My mum is 1 of 4, and she has an adopted sibling as well. But I'm the oldest of 14 cousins. Sorry, second oldest of 14 cousins.
On your mum's side?
On my mum's side. And my mum's sister used to live in the UK. So me and her 4 children, my sister and I, and then my aunt's 4 children, so my cousins, the 6 of us grew up like siblings because like our mums would take turns on pickups, like honestly every single day. So I have a really, really huge Asian family. My mum's mum is still alive and my dad's mum is still alive, but I don't have either grandfather. My dad...
Sad for the granddads, both in the ground. God love them.
Well, yeah, women's life expectancies are much, much longer.
Yeah, and they last longer once their husbands die, apparently.
That's actually not shocking to me. And also, my dad's parents weren't together anyway.
Yeah.
So then my dad has a sister. She doesn't have any children. So I've got no cousins on that side.
Wow. Good thing your mum really came in with the numbers.
Thank God. Both my parents remarried and my dad. Then I also have a half brother on my dad's side.
Yeah.
Very confusing.
All very complicated, but we love them and we're grateful that we were born from said family trees.
And here I am. Right, exactly.
And we wouldn't be who we are without those people, without that lineage.
No, listen.
Who are you more like, your mum's side or your dad's side?
Like my mum's side. I'm really nothing like my dad's side.
Really?
They're very, very, very British. And like serious, you know.
Well,
like,
I'm reserved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like you're not that.
Never talk about like poo or set or anything like that.
No one talks about poo as much as you do, but
babe, this is what I was thinking was so funny because my family, like if we would talk about poo like it was talking about like brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Because we've all got IBS. We must all be in contact with each
other. Yeah, when you've got IBS, you must talk about poo all the time. I don't know who I'm more like. I think my cousin Tan, I think I really, when I look at pictures of her when she was younger, I look so much like her. But then I think my mum's side, we're all just like blonde and like blue eyed. So we all have a bit of like a family similarity.
No, but personality wise, you're probably more like your mum's family.
I don't know.
Like your cousins on your mum's side or your cousins on your dad's side, who would you say you're most like?
Kind of depends in what situation, I think. Mm. I grew up with my dad's side, really. Well, a bit of my mum's side. We kind of always went on holiday together. I kind of hijacked my cousins are twins. So I just like was their third sister, really, because I had no siblings.
But that's the dream.
Anyway, we're telling you all of this because today we're talking about family dramas, which is honestly like the most exciting topic ever because this is where the juice comes in. Because you can be really like candid yourself and like fight with your family, can't you? I find that arguments with my family are like bigger than anyone else in my life.
Yeah, because you feel like safe in the knowledge that you are sort of like blood and there's nowhere really to go or hide.
Yeah.
You know,
like I'm sure my mum's side won't mind me saying this, but we are a family of mainly women and we're born of scouse blood and those fights are fiery.
Exactly the same as all my family on my mum's side. The funniest, so I always tell this story. My mum and her sister, like I grew up in a house of fiercely like strong, powerful, like independent Asian women and like just like fiery. And my mum and her sister used to fight honestly like cat and dog. And I will never forget, we were in Malaysia where my grandparents live. And I spent like half my childhood in Malaysia. And we were sitting around the table. I can't even tell you what they were fighting about. And they were getting the satay sticks. And the satay sticks were throwing.
Throwing the sticks.
And then it was the tissue boxes. And then I remember my aunt went into the kitchen to like find something else. And all she had was a saucepan. And it was like, you know, one of that moment is like, can I actually throw this at my sister? Probably not.
Don't throw the saucepan.
But you do get to that stage where your family drive you so mental.
Yeah, and you can physically fight as well, can't you? Yeah. Me and my cousin Steph used to actually beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
We've had some proper fights, that little bitch. Love you. Okay, should we get the first voice note then?
I
can't wait to hear.
Can I just say one thing, actually, what you said about family trees, it's just a little nugget.
Go on.
Do you know that the
have you ever done Ancestry, sorry?
No, I would love
to. Very interesting.
Why?
Well, very interesting to find out where you come from.
I reckon I could be like the Prince of Persia's great, 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 great granddaughter.
Persia, really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they're all in the same area.
Yeah, true.
No, I was reading this thing that was like the number of coincidences and circumstances, and like, you're like one in 200 billion is the chance of you
that
being
they
alive.
Met and yeah. Then, yeah, yeah, it's so good.
So it's like, if you think you're nothing special, actually, you're really fucking special.
You're really special.
Like, science really had to work for you to yes. get you to where you are right now on Earth.
Yes, and amen, it did.
So you must just remember that.
Must.
Okay, let's get the first voice note. What are they called this week?
Your turn, I'm afraid.
What I best call them. Oh, well.
Thank you, Rahana. Thank God you're here. Someone's working. For goodness sake.
We're just here slagging off our family.
Do you know what we haven't done in a while?
What, babe?
What this podcast is all about.
Right, here's the elevator pitch. Welcome to leave. Welcome to leave. The new elevator music, please.
Oh, I'll do the music. You do the pitch.
Okay.
Ready?
Welcome to Leave a Message with Ali and G. I'm Ali, she's G. This is a podcast for the galleys, by the galleys. Every week we dive into the WhatsApp group chat to get up your voice notes about the topic of the week. We're going to try and answer your questions. We're going to try and give you some advice. But we must preface this with the fact that our advice is actual, probably bullshit, and you shouldn't really listen to it and take it with a large pinch of salt.
Can you shut the fuck up now? Thank you.
Now into the messages.
Thank you, Rahana. What are they called?
What was your grandma called?
Hilda.
What was your other grandma called?
She's alive. She's called Glenda.
Any grandpa? Grandfather?
What about Dave?
Dave.
Oh, good old Dave.
What was your grandfather? What were your grandfathers called though?
Gordon and Charlie.
Okay, no, not the same. I was thinking maybe we might have a crossover. We don't.
Go on, name some other people in your family. We must.
They're Asian.
They're Asian.
Sushila.
Oh, not got Sushila.
Amajit.
Oh, no Amajit in my family, no.
Mary.
Nope. One more.
Korchanda Singh.
Let's go with Mary.
Hi, girlies. So about a year ago, I was going to a family event for my granny's birthday, I think. And I was living abroad at the time, so I obviously didn't get any sort of debrief about what was about to go down at this birthday dinner. So anyway, I arrive, I'm greeting everyone, you know, I see my aunt, my uncle, my cousins. I'm like, hi, jolly, jolly, nice to see you. And then I'm like, hang on a minute, well, who are all these strangers here, you know? All these people start turning up and I'm like, I've never seen you. I don't know your names. Who are you? And anyway, I'm sort of discussing with one of my cousins and my auntie. Apparently, my granddad, so my granny's husband, never met him. He died before I was born. Bless his soul. Apparently, he had a love child. Like, never heard of her before. Like, my granny didn't even know he existed. Apparently my granddad like left this woman when she was pregnant, and when he dies, apparently this love child, like, I don't know, a couple of years later, she's found out that she's dead. She reaches out to my granny somehow. I was like, hey, by any chance anything about me in the will? Lol. But I don't know, somehow or other, she ends up getting closer with my granny. And yeah, they start befriending. So this girl, she's now invited to my granny's birthday. She's got, you know, her own family. She's got a kid, her husband, the husband's side of the family. So now they're all joining us at the table. And I still don't know their names a good year later. But is this how family events are going to be now? You know, am I going to go to Christmas And suddenly I'm like, ah, oh, so you're the stepdaughter of the love child's husband.
Jesus.
Oh, got it. Anyway, I thought that would be quite amusing for you guys. Hope you enjoyed.
So blended, that, wow. Isn't it? Wow.
I was hoping for a couple of these, so I'm glad we've got them in.
I'm glad. Honestly, that program, Long Lost Family, is like one of my favourite things in the world.
No, babe.
You know, with Davina, and where she goes and she says, we have found your sister. And they sob. I love it, babe. You love it.
That's like that film Lion.
Yes.
And
very similar.
I sobbed.
I can't do with reunions. They really get me.
Sorry, I have to say that is giving Mrs. Wilson vibes.
Yeah, very much so.
Have you guys seen Mrs. Wilson? No. This will blow your actual...
It's really good.
This is one of the most mental things possibly in history to have ever happened. This man... Okay, he's in the army. He has this wife called Mrs. Wilson. It's actually Ruth Wilson's grandmother.
The actress Ruth Wilson, it's her real grandmother, and she played her granny in the biopic.
Mrs. Wilson's husband is in the army. Mrs. Wilson's husband dies when he's...
Could call him Mr. Wilson.
Sure, Mr. Wilson.
Don't know.
Does he die when he's not on post? Dies when he's on post, basically.
No, because wasn't he in the Secret Service? Wasn't he like a spy?
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
why it was also Dodge.
We're
going to paraphrase. I don't know the exact story, but I think...
He dies is what you need to know. So Mrs. Wilson, Ruth Wilson, goes to collect all the things in the will. Then all these women with their children start turning up on her front door saying, he was my husband, I'm from India.
My husband.
This man had something like 14 wives and like 25 children all around the world. And there's a picture of all of them at the will reading because like just more of them kept coming out of the woodwork.
Wild. And can you imagine?
It's the same thing. Her grandfather, you don't know how many love childs are out there.
Well, also, it's not fair to leave it to the will, Brian. Do you know what I mean? Look it in the eye, Bri. If you've been shagging about and you've had love children, you must look your current wife in the eye and say, listen, there might be a few surprises in that will reading. I'd like to tell you now.
I disagree, babe.
It's the coward's way.
If you're going to... You're dead. Who gives a shit?
Cowardice.
You're out of there. Easy peasy. He's in the grave and everyone's got to clean up your mess.
That is so funny because, you know, at a family gathering, I don't know if you're like this, might be a bit different because your family's so big. Even if one of my cousins brings a new partner, I'm like, sorry, who the hell are you?
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm just like, sorry, don't know you from Adam. I best sit down with you and get to know, see if... Luckily, most of them are all right. We'll leave that there.
Oh, yeah, it's a full interview
No,
process.
Most of them I love. Like, some of them have been around for ages, like Lee, Mark, like the partners that are, like, core. But new ones, I look around and I think...
Sorry. You got a lot of hurdles to jump before you're in the sanctum, babe.
What, and you think you can have my pigs in blankets? You're joking. Step back. I'll have the seconds first, please, thank you. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
There's something quite nice about it. Like, I like the granny was open-armed. Do you know what I mean? Because it's not the love child's fault.
Yeah, I mean, she's a bit better person than me because I would just say, go figure. It's not my fucking problem. My husband was a cheating lying cow.
And you wouldn't want them around. You wouldn't think your blood.
Well, it depends if they were a little shit or not.
If they're nice and you like them, what if they're really cool?
Well, she did say manipulated my granny. Did she say manipulated or have I made that up?
She's a cynic.
I made that up.
She's made that up kind enough.
Yeah, fine, but I just think she's preying on the poor old granny. Granny doesn't know her head from her toes.
Granny's at the head of the table at her birthday party. She's fine. She just thinks the more the merrier. Get them all in.
I would have asked for a DNA test first.
Yeah, Rana. There's money involved, you're right.
God, sorry, I should have thought about that. Well done. Eyes on the business.
Is it real?
Actually, Mrs. Wilson should have done the same thing. Anyone could rock up and say I'm entitled to 50% of this will.
Especially
Anyone.
After that series.
I'll be getting on to Paul McCartney's lawyer. Don't you know? We've got a love child together. I'll be having 10%.
You and
thanks
Paul.
So much.
Bless Paul, he's probably puffing out dirt now, isn't he? How old is he?
No, also, I was thinking, cheating in the olden days must be so easy.
So good. You'd be having a field day, wouldn't you?
Babe, talking about poly...
I love when you do this.
Talking about polyamory last week,
yeah.
I'll be polyamorous for all I like.
Well, you wouldn't even have to be. You wouldn't have to tell anyone. No one would tell us all.
Well, you just say I'm going to the pub. No one's
going to
know.
You're in Love Island. You can't even go to the club and have a piss without someone sending a video to your girlfriend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, easy.
You touch a girl in a club, it's over. As it should be.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
And you can make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle and choose up to 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize your protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well balanced to feel good for the summer.
Head to factormeals.com/message50 and use code message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code message50 at factormeals.com/message50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Good afternoon, galleys. I saw your little call out for family drama and I thought, you called? I have a very funky family. I have a mum and a dad who broke up when I was 2. Dad's in the army, red flag. Put a pin in that. We're coming back to that later. And my mum's a nurse and I have an older brother who is a full brother from my mum and dad, and then a younger brother who is same mum, different dad, and a younger sister, same dad, different mum. Well, that's how I knew it as of September 2022. That is when my life took a bit of a U-turn. I was sat on the sofa watching House of the Dragon with my boyfriend.
Oh, so good.
And we were just chilling, you know, watching Death and Destruction. And I get a little Instagram DM.
No.
And I'm thinking, who's sliding in? They don't know that I've got a boy.
It's a love child.
Weird. I'm very public and open about that.
Is it?
Oh, no. It was not someone sliding in the DMs. So I get a message. Hi. You don't know me, but
it is.
Dad's name is my father. And I've been looking to reach out to him. I've received no response. So I know that you're also his daughter. So, and I was like, eh? I beg your pardon? So, first point of call, open the message. I'm like, hello, is this real? Are you pranking me? As if people prank each other when they're 25 years old. Turns out, not a prank. The big kicker was, my dad was like, we need to do a DNA test. And I just sent him a screenshot of one of the Instagrams that she has because we have the same face. like it's literally copy and paste the same face. So there's absolutely no doubt as to the genes of her. But she's lovely. She seems really cool. We get on really well, obviously, because we're genetically linked. You know, this was 2022, so a few years ago, year and a half now. Meet up for lunch and she kind of tells us in the passing that there's another family.
No.
Oh, yeah.
This girl is Mrs. Wilson.
But possibly multiple children in Germany. Here's the thing. If we can take a learning from this, wrap it up, gents. You really don't know who you're going to impregnate. So, yeah, that's my family drama. Love you girls. Hope you're well. And hopefully you don't find out that you've got any half siblings.
Oh my God, Mary too. Love you. Oh my God.
Babe, I hope you're in long-term therapy. That is not okay or normal.
Do you know the saddest thing?
Sorry, that's really weird that we were talking about Mrs. Wilson because she's actually living out the reality of being Mrs.
Wilson. But
finding
out whilst her dad's alive, she can look him in the face and go, sorry, my little sister's only about 6 months of an age gap. Are you okay? So he's been going away on tour, shagging about without a condom.
Oh, listen, the
you idiot!
Moral of the story is don't shag army men. They're dicks.
Listen, hashtag not all army men. But,
well, hashtag quite a lot of army men.
Yeah, I have no comment.
Babe.
It is a really big stereotype that people in the military cheat, and having dated someone in the military and known a lot of their friends and partners and their behaviours, I don't think it's all smoke with no fire.
It's a stereotype for a reason.
Yeah. That's crazy. The thing is, you know what you said about the olden days? The army's still like enables that. You go to places where you've got no signal and you're away for 6 months and wow, that's crazy, babe. I am so sorry that you found out via an Instagram DM that your dad had been unfaithful to your mum 19 years ago as well. That's crazy. So it's when you were all kids. That's so horrible for the mum as well. I really feel for the mum. They weren't together, thank God, then.
Imagine
if they were still happily married.
But also, you don't know who knows.
Well, the mum could have known.
Well, the dad could have known. And just like...
dad knew.
No, babe. This is the problem with men. They
do sex ed then.
They don't know who they're impregnating. They just spunk and move on.
That's disgusting. You must get professional help.
You must use a fucking condom.
We all know what happens when you fornicate. Babies are made.
Okay, number one, it's not impossible that the dad knew, but he tried to make it go away.
That's a little bit of hush-hush money.
Number two, if he did know, the mum could have known.
Turned a blind eye.
No blaming. Obviously, she's also the victim here, but she could have known and tried to shield you and protect you
from it. Protect the kids.
I have no advice, babe. Get yourself to therapy 5 times a week.
Also, I'm glad your sisters really like you and you like her. That's a bonus. Imagine if she was a weirdo, you'd be like, no way.
Well, I was going to say...
Well, sharing my inheritance with you.
Oh, two things. Check the will. I've written here, check the will. Make sure that your share is in there, fair and square.
What do you mean, check the will? Have you checked your will? I might not be in my... I can imagine my dad would give it to the blind... He's obsessed with guide dogs.
He might.
He's not even blind. He's got full sight. He's obsessed with them. He might give money to them.
He might chuck you 10K.
Do you know what I used to think when I was younger, when I was in primary school, I really used to dream that I did have a long lost sibling because I was an only child.
That's sad.
So that would have been my dream. I'd have been over the moon. The ones in Germany. Get them on a plane. I'd have been loving it. I'd have been like, finally, I'm not a loser with no siblings.
Oh, yeah. Babe.
So I should have swapped places with old Mary too. I'd have had a whale of a time finding that out.
But you are a loser with no siblings.
I'm a loser with no siblings, yeah.
Bummer.
Lonely child.
Yeah, I've written check the will. These are my three things I've written. Check the will, go to therapy, trust no one.
Trust no one.
Also, I just want to go back to the point that you said, of course we get on, we're genetically linked. That's not a standard rule.
It's not always the truth.
Yeah, hashtag not all genetically linked people.
My dad and I have been known to clash heads and we're genetically linked.
I actually think it's a blessing if you can get on with everyone that you are genetically linked to.
Yeah, that's like a win-win.
I don't think it's, like, who do you know that does that?
I love that it was a copy and paste face. That's really good. Dad, are you mad? Look at us.
Sorry.
Look at the state of her. She looks exactly like me.
You should actually, though, seriously talk to your dad. I don't know what your relationship is like. I noticed that you had some daddy issues and I can talk to this.
She can relate.
It depends on your relationship, but you should say you're a lying, cheating scumbag. You should. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And like, you're fucking with
people's
lives.
Give it to him.
Lives.
And I've now got a sibling after 19 years.
You sicko. You sick fuck. That's what you should say.
This is why I will say it now. I will say it forevermore. I love social media. I love it.
Yeah, because she... Also, imagine the amount of stalking the sister would have had.
The length she went to.
To get to land in your message request. Can you imagine?
I bet she was nervous. I'd be expecting this girl to say, I shagged your boyfriend. That would have been my first thought. Not, your dad's my dad. We share a dad. Doing like, fuck, really, babe?
Your dad shagged my mum. If someone messaged you and said, by the way, she'd be thrilled. She'd be over the
moon. This is the sad thing. I would be thrilled.
Would you not be fuming at your cheating dad?
I'd be fuming. I'd give him what for. But I'd be over the moon. I'd invite her to Christmas. Whoever she is, I'd love it.
Oh, babe.
I would.
I know.
Imagine having blood in this world. I'm going to be an orphan. I'm like Oliver Twist.
No, babe. You've got to just have lots of children.
Okay. That's good. I'm single and alone at 27, but okay. Lots
babe,
of children.
You're not 45.
I feel it.
We must get on to the 2-for-1 eggs. Freezing.
Fine.
Next.
Mary number 3.
Hey, Gabbies. My family are actually insane. So thought I would just tell you a few little stories just to give you an insight into my life because it is insane. To start with, my dad's parents split up before I was born. And instead of my dad's dad marrying, you know, someone else, he married his ex-wife, so my dad's mum's mum. So he is my granddad and my great-granddad at the same time. My aunt on the other side met someone when she was 15. They decided to get together when she was 18, and he was 43 years older than her, and he wasn't even rich. He was just a bus driver.
Older than her.
My cousin got a girl pregnant. They were together. It was his girlfriend, you know, fine. But then it came out the baby might not be his. Whose baby is it, might you ask? Well, it's two options. It was either her ex's. She cheated on my cousin with her ex. She also cheated on my cousin with her own stepdad whilst her own mother was in hospital getting chemotherapy. Do you know what he did, my cousin? He decided to propose. Yep, they are engaged and they have a baby now. Apparently there was a DNA test done. I don't know if I believe that. And the last story, which is just like sums up my life, I think. My great-gran, about a year ago now, she passed away. And after she passed away, she gave letters to my dad and all of those people. And in these letters, it said that she actually had a secret long-lost child that she put up for adoption when her own kids were very young because he was the product of an affair. And about 10 years ago, he got in contact with her and they've had a great relationship and he's come down to visit her because he lives in London. We live in Cornwall.
He's taken all the money in the will.
But they've kept it all a secret because she was so ashamed that that she had an affair, essentially. And then a few months later, my nan, so her daughter, passed away. And some people were messaging my dad saying, oh, I'm so sorry that your mum's died, you know, the normal stuff. And then a few weeks later, someone messaged him. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, she was family, whatever. And he was like, hang on, I don't recognise this person. And after a lot of sleuthing, essentially, my dad's mum had a different dad than what they thought the whole time. So, and then we found out about all of this family, and this was actually a second affair. So from about a year ago, they thought that my great-gran had two kids from the same dad. And then a few months later, there are now three kids, all with different dads. But yeah, that's just a small insight into my life.
Babe,
you've got to write a sitcom about your family.
You must write that down somewhere. That is epic. Do you want me to relay the first one? Because I think you missed
it. That is all of that in one family.
Yeah. I love it. Get on Jeremy Kyle. That is wild. DNA test, Jezza. The first bit, babe.
Yeah, I missed the first bit because I was so...
You missed it. So the grandparents split up.
Yeah.
The granddad married.
Yeah.
The grandma's mum. And actually, do you know what? That could happen in my family. It hasn't, thank God. But because my mum and my dad have such a big age gap, my dad is closer in age to my mum's mum than he is to her.
Yeah, so
I see how that could happen.
But I don't see, babe.
Well, it's not ideal, obviously. Like, look further afield, but crazy. And then the aunt, 43 years her senior.
Yep. And then, no, that's not even it. Her aunt's baby was either her ex's or her stepdad's.
No, that's the cousin.
Whatever.
Different part of the family.
They've got a trend of shagging one generation up in this family.
Yeah, they love it.
And they must stop that.
What was that? The cousin's girlfriend shagged her stepdad while her mum...
So, was in hospital. So, the baby was either from the ex or from her stepdad when they were shagging when her mum, who was married to her stepdad, was in hospital.
It's not great, but I guess it's technically not incest.
The one person I could not shag is my cancer-ridden's mum's husband.
Wow.
While she's getting her...
There's a lot to unpack there. And then what happened with the letters of the loved children? There's three kids now, three dads. Granny was busy. Granny was busy. She had three lovers and then had kids with all of them. How's she hiding the bump?
Babe, maybe we're quite normal.
Right. Maybe we're very normal.
I feel safe in the knowledge that this girl's taken number one spot.
She is star of the week.
Of dysfunctional families.
That's... Christmas must be wild. You must not know. You're like, hang on to your boyfriend. You never know. You never know who's going to shag him.
Hang on to your dad.
Hang on to your dad.
Or your mum.
Or your grandma.
They're all up for it.
Babe, I love that your first thought is the will. You're crazy.
Now Rahana said you must get the DNA test. You can't be letting anyone just get your share of the will. You can't be letting people get your 50%. No way.
50, is it?
In this instance, you're not even getting an 18th, babe.
No, you're getting nothing. I wouldn't even rely on it.
I wouldn't even show up to the reading.
I'd get a second job if I were you. I'd find another way to save. That's crazy business. You have to, if that was your family, sorry. I'm sorry, I would just have to laugh. I'd have to find that funny.
Yeah, no, if you don't find it funny, you'll probably jump off a cliff.
Something like that. Sorry, 43 years is a big old age
gap.
That's
actually the one thing I want to talk about.
I joke about my parents. They're 17 years. Me and my ex were 9. I would say that's too many.
9's too many.
17's a joke.
There's a big difference between 61 and 70. I'll tell you that for free. There's a big difference between 41 and 50.
There's a big difference. I can't even do the maths on 43 years. She wasn't even born.
She's 20 and he's 63 years of age. Okay?
Sorry.
So you're shagging.
He can retire.
You're not even 20.
When she's just about to graduate uni. And he wasn't even rich.
Oh, what's the point?
Listen, is mad to me.
Good point, babe. I can condone 43 years up if they're rich. If they're loaded and you're flying private jet and they're, you know, giving you a Rolex and a G-Wagon every single week, then please do
one a week.
Do God's work and marry 43 years up. But
that's God's work. Because you're a carer at that stage.
Are they shagging?
Surely not.
I think there are a lot of findings from this episode, so maybe we should unpack them.
We're going to go full recap from the top.
I'm so lost in this girl's life. I can't get over it.
Well, she's star of the week. She's stolen the bloody show, hasn't she?
Well, she's star of the month, babe. She's star of the fucking year.
I think we must get her in. I think we must get her in and we'll do a Jeremy Kyle show. What was the guy on Jeremy Kyle?
The DNA guy.
The guy, Graham. Was it Graham? They used to get in and he'd sit on the step and he'd be like,
yes!
Now we are going to go through these results and we have, of course, got aftercare behind backstage. Then Jezza would go, I'm going to send them backstage now with Graham. Give them a round of applause. And their whole world has just fallen apart. You think a round of fucking applause, Jeremy?
No, joking. And then he goes, the DNA test is positive. And they go, fuck this!
Yeah!
And then I'm like, fuck this shit!
Shit!
Oh, he's not my fucking mum! That's not my fucking dad!
Oh, the no swearing's gone well. Right, on the recap, Mary won with the number one love child. You've been overshadowed. Sorry, babe.
Sorry. Yeah.
For goodness sake.
One love child's not enough these days, clearly.
Not enough. We've got to have more. If we're going to get a juicy story, then you're going to have to shag about a bit more.
Do you know what I mean? If you want to be competitive about it, one's not enough.
Mary, too, had a sibling slide in her DMs. Out of all the things to slide in my DMs, I'd be pretty excited about it. But I know that that's not.
That's less shocking to me now that I know that someone's shagged their stepdad while their mum was having chemo. I just can't quite move past that.
Do you know on those days where you think, oh, I don't think I'm a good enough friend, or I'm not a very good daughter, I'm going to think of that. And I'm going to think, do you know what? I am 10-10. A great friend.
I'm not shagging anyone's dad.
I'm not shagging anyone's husband, anyone's dad, and I'm definitely not doing it while they're in bed with chemo. What the hell? Sorry, that's got to be illegal. Mary number three. Star of the
pod. Star of the whole pod.
We asked, you delivered. That's the kind of stuff I love. What is that, you nutter? I'm coming to yours for Christmas.
Yeah, get us cracker there.
Imagine.
God, imagine you need a fucking double-decker bus.
Well, to get them all in. And you'd need a little seating plan, wouldn't you, to understand who's related to and who's shagged to.
Who's shagged to, yes.
And whose sibling is whose
and
whose dad.
And who can't sit next to who because they might fondle each other under the table.
Yeah, or they might find out that, oh no, we're actually not related, but we thought we were.
Oh, I'm having his baby even though he's my uncle.
Oh my God. And then you go, oh hi, is this your granddad? And it's my husband, the bus driver. Don't be rude. Imagine.
Is this your stepdad? No, actually it's my baby daddy.
Yes, that's my baby daddy. Oh, but that's my fiance because he loves that about me. That I shag people's husbands.
Is this your grandfather? No, it's my boyfriend.
Wild. Al's in shock. She's gone into an absolute coma.
Well done, everyone. Really, galleys, you've really delivered. I've got to give you a round
Sorry,
of applause.
It's a round of applause. Thank you so much. Really, really good. What an ep. And if you're listening and you think, I've got a story that can top that.
If you think you can trump any of those girls, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I think that's hard to top. But if you think you can do it, be our guests. Please leave us a message. We're open 24/7.
And as Mary One realised, you don't actually call us and wait for the answer.
Yeah,
machine.
That's really good.
It's a voice note, hun.
A lot of people have done that. Please do not call us.
Just we'll be like, trying to sleep. Like,
I'm trying to sleep.
Keep them under 3 minutes. And please don't send more than one voice note at a time because we're not going to listen to them all.
Very serious.
And
keep them entertaining, guys.
and please keep them like streamlined. A streamlined story, please.
Listen, feel free to write a script first. Girls, the girls have spoken. Listen, they've put their foot down.
You must listen to them, Rahana and Poppy. They're very serious people.
It's a quality check, okay? And if the quality's not up to scratch, then We won't get any more ad deals.
There will be consequences, yeah. No more ad deals.
No more ad deals for us. And if you want us to eat, girls, you better make the voice notes good, okay?
Love you. Leave us a message. Leave us 5 stars or otherwise don't bother. And see you next week.
Love you.
Don't be shagging anyone, especially not your mum's dad. Sorry, wear a condom.
1 is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.